Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, nobody cares.
Gary.
Ain't gonna get no presents.
What?
From Sean, Brad,
or Lee.
Hey!
Oh, or Lee.
Zooty in there. I'm learning about this comedy thing. I'm learning
Happy birthday.
Support shop for me.
Gary. Happy birthday, Gary.
We did it, Gary.
Guys, this is part two. Are you? Oh, boy. You guys have spent a whole week or however many
taking a deuce on an ass.
Taking a shit on your butts.
Pooping on poopy.
Robots.
Robots.
Made me poop my pants.
Poop, you poop.
We are back with
a lot of unanswered questions.
Ba!
Lee Pendervis. He's drunk now.
Yeah, he's totally wasted.
So we're going to pick up where we left off last week. We were about to do Which Is Better. Do you just want to go straight into Which Is Better? Is that fair to the audience? The people, the happy birthday, Gary?
You want to do some setup first? You want to do like a little something?
Well, I mean, is there anything else you guys want to talk about?
No,
a little banter?
Not at all.
Actually,
I want to do this last podcast.
You want to redo it?
No, I wanted to do Which Is Better last podcast.
Oh, well, we didn't have time.
Nobody
we just
listened
so much
to me.
Time talking about stuff. Let's talk about something for a second before we go straight into which it's like just can't whip your dick out and start boning.
Why not? Give me a good reason why you can't.
Lee, give him a good reason why you can't do that.
Now, Lee, I said everything I know about Lee last podcast.
I should probably say hello to my girlfriend, Kathleen, who's in Hong Kong.
I got your picture. I don't remember that song from the 80s, but I remember having it in the 90s on an 80s hits of the 80s.
Oh, I remember when that thing came out. I love that song.
It went under my radar along with, what the fuck is that song?
Freeze Frame?
No. The tide is high. But
oh, I hated that.
I know, but I don't remember.
Oh, that's the Human League version?
I don't know.
Was that, didn't they do it? No, it wasn't Human League.
There's some other song. I'll think about it while I'm not listening to Lee's story.
You're thinking of Crimson and Clover.
Yeah. No, that's a different thing.
You're thinking of...
Guys, honestly, I've not been listening. I've been waiting to talk.
Go ahead. So tell us whatever you're saying. And
you're such a control freak.
The whole time
she's over there working on an Episcopal mission for migrant workers, right?
Good for her.
Where is she?
Hong Kong. I am watching the sausage being made. I'm not gonna like your guys' acts anymore.
That's not sausage, buddy. We just made meatballs.
We're making meatballs.
Good to hear the hand clap. You should put the microphone up.
Oh, I got it. Trust me.
Fucking
got it.
High
it got
five.
It. They got it.
So,
so anyway, your chick girlfriend is telling people about God in Japan, of all places.
You know, that's the thing.
I'd like to meet her.
Episcopal, they're in trouble because they're cool with the homos.
Hong Kong's in China.
Hong Kong's in China?
Yeah.
Anyway, you guys seen the show?
Oh, baby. Just you shut your mouth.
So she's on some kind of Episcopal?
she Episcopalian or something?
She like Joe Piscopo.
Are you Episcopalian or something?
Are you Episcopalian, me?
Sorry. I had to go to the bathroom real bad, so I Episcopalian.
That's so bad.
Hey, I'm a Christian. I can say what I want.
Oh, man.
She works with, like, Indonesians and, anyway.
I like to work with the out-Donesians. I don't want them to hide their sexuality.
They smell so bad. Yeah. They should be out.
They should be out-Donesians. Get out, Donesia. We don't want you here no more. You've been here 4 million years. You go now. Skinny boy. You eat our bamboo shoots. Out, Donesia.
I am the man who will fight for your
life. Oh, now a personal attack on my material.
I'll be the hero
that you've been dreaming of.
Here forever, knowing together that we did it all for the glory of love.
Solo.
Like a knight in shining armor. From a long time ago.
So, shout out to her. Shout out to Becky.
Well, tell her she's wasted her life, in my opinion.
I just wanted to say all kinds of chinks. She works with all kinds of chinks. I've been waiting to say all kinds of chinks
you
for like 30 fucking minutes. You guys wouldn't let me.
Duck or whatever. Yeah. Goop duck.
Goop duck.
What? What? Well, what is she? Is she white?
She's Caucasian.
Well, then who gives a shit?
What do you say if somebody throws a baseball at an Asian man?
What do you say?
Goop duck!
Hey, who's the guy that
sings? But you say it just a little too late.
The Chicago guy that sings the song that you did the bit about came to the store. I work in the car business. He came to the store and bought a car.
Satara?
And I wanted to get his fucking picture for you, like autograph, like say fucking thanks for the bid or something.
What happened? What?
Satara bought a car.
Satara bought a car.
What the hell?
The biggest Toyota dealership in the Cincinnati region, which
you
I am employed by.
Hey, you got it.
Yeah, talk into the
mic.
This part.
Yeah.
The head of the mic penis.
Yeah, now we can hear you.
There you
I
go.
I can turn you down a little bit now.
Act like it's a dick.
I saw Nikki Taylor at lunch today.
Ooh. Did you?
What?
Yeah. She's at local taco.
Wow.
Someone said she might be pregnant, but I saw her sitting down.
Does she look more spectacular than like your average like really hot high school Brentwood chick or now? Or is
I didn't
like,
know who she was.
Oh.
But I was walking out, and I was like, man, she's good looking, like blonde. I was like, that's a good looking woman.
You're like, ooh.
It's not often I see a woman and go, she's good looking. We get out of the restaurant, my friend Heather.
Besides your wife every morning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I say, honey, you're the most beautiful woman in the world. You are special. You're going to be somebody one day. And we walked out. My friend Heather's like, oh, that was Nikki Taylor. It's like, okay, that makes sense.
Oh.
So like I didn't know. I wouldn't know myself.
And the next thing you know, you're turning Japanese. You think you're turning Japanese. I really think so.
Another. Brentwood. Starbucks.
They're stocked.
Brentwood Starbucks.
They're stocked with hotties.
Me and the wife go in the – we're driving in the Starbucks about to pull in a parking spot. And I go, oh, hey, look, there's Jack White. And my wife goes
– I just watched it might get loud.
Yeah.
And it's a movie, for those who don't know. It's about guitars, electric guitars. And they start off there with Bono in Dublin, Ireland.
Dublin.
See him. And then they're with Jimmy Page in London,
England. Actually starts off with Jack White, to be honest
with you. Well, but they say, like, on the bottom of the screen, it says, like, what city they're in.
Oh, yeah.
And then it goes to Jack White, and it's Franklin, Tennessee. Yeah. And he's driving down, like, a road that I've been on a million times.
So Susan's like, oh, you know that guy? So, like, she has no idea who Jack White is.
That's crazy.
So we get in there, and we're actually standing right behind him in line. And then, Susan always gets a water. I get coffee, and like her water is ready, and he was in my way, and him and his friend were making fun of the water, like, oh yeah, water, no decaf, half ice, half, like they were making fun of like how you would order,
right?
And I had to get to the water, and I thought of saying something like, excuse me, Jack, or pardon me, Mr. Stripes. I just said, excuse me, and grabbed the water.
Well, that checks out because friend of the show, Jesse Case, used to work at a Starbucks, and Jack White would come in, and he hit on one of the girls, a thing.
Yeah, he did.
She didn't know who he was, and she didn't pick up on it.
Duh.
So she blew it.
That's weird. Starbucks.
Her life could be changed completely right now if she just...
Yeah, she could have been the girl who 5 years ago got fucked by Jack White and never
heard from her.
Slightly, that's what would happen. Yeah,
yeah. And it's funny because we were there on a Sunday. It was like probably noon or something like that.
Yeah.
And
why wasn't he in church?
Yeah.
Why were you in church?
I had been to church that day. I was about to go to the grocery store. Okay, Brett. Church.
I used to go to church and noon.
Church.
Around, we were still at church.
Oh, actually, no. We go to early, so it's probably 10:30.
Okay.
Church, Starbucks, Payway, Publix, home.
Wow.
So you want to catch me on a Sunday morning?
I'm going to go. Church. I talked to Johnny Redding. I was going to go to his church last week to see him, but he was like, I'm only going to be there 10 minutes. I have to leave. I have to show in Atlanta. So I was like, well, I don't want to go on a night.
What does he do at church? Is it performance? Is he just stand up?
He is a pastor. He sort of does stand up. He'll get up and do. He's not the main.
The Lord wants you to laugh.
He's an associate.
He's God like wants you to laugh. Yeah, I don't know how it works at his church.
Well, if
I wanted to see, that's why I wanted to go.
If he's doing his thing there, let me know. I'll go with you.
Would you?
Yeah, absolutely.
We should do that. We should do that. I mean, you know, he's not going to save me or anything, but it'd still be interesting to see what he's doing. I haven't been to church besides going to weddings. I haven't been to church in four.
The Lord is
going
to come for your heart like a thief in the night, Brad.
Well, good.
Well, no, when he comes in for thief in the night, he's leaving all the non-believers here. But that's go ahead and keep misquoting scripture.
You and I.
yeah, that's will be the beginning of your.
You got it all wrong, atheist.
Yeah, you dummy. But it was just weird to see, you know, stand right by Jack White.
Yeah, yeah. It is weird. When
and nobody knew who he was. Susan had no idea. All these people, they were like church people. And
I do that
the
a
only
lot.
People who knew who he was were the people working there. It was
I do that a lot where
so
I'm
weird
at
seeing
Walmart
him.
And like there's like some country music singer in front of me. And then like after they leave, someone, oh, that was whoever. And I don't know who it is because I don't really follow country music, so I don't care. Or the same thing with like sports figures. I don't know who.
I've had some buddies that have seen him in the Melrose area, which is like right down from where I live. So I've heard that. I figure he lives off Franklin Road, one of those big fucking houses. Jack White, right?
Yeah, I think he actually lives. He lives in Franklin, I think, but like kind of has a house a little bit off the
beaten
path. It's
just so weird that like you grew up in a place.
Ben Folds lives here too. Like a lot of people.
A lot of people come here. It's a beautiful place to live.
Yeah, you can.
And there's a lot of beautiful.
You can spot. I've never seen Ben Folds, but you see him around town a lot. There's a lot of Ben Folds.
Like rich, like famous people don't get fucked with that much.
They don't. People don't bother them.
Yeah.
I've yet to see Nicole Kidman, although she goes.
I saw her. That's a story. Saw her and who's the
Urban
the
or Australia, whatever?
Keith Urban. I was at Borders, which is they're all closed down now. I was at the West End Borders.
I miss Borders.
I do too.
And
I was walking by.
You're dating a podcast. Like, you're not supposed to talk.
That woman looks just like that's Nicole Kidman. I was like, as close as me and Mark was, and my heart started beating quickly, fast, just because I saw somebody famous, which is kind of weird to me. Like when I started to break that down. She's just a woman.
It's weird because I don't know. I'm trying to think of an example. We'll see someone we consider famous. Like if we do a show where it's like, oh, I was on a show with whoever. Right.
When I got to talk to Mark Maron, it was kind of like that.
Right.
I listened to his podcast.
But then like
so
you'll go to work and be like, I met Mark Maron. People are like, who's that?
Yeah.
You know, like I'll go, you know, see some friends and I'm like, hey, I got to do a show with whoever the fuck, you know, and they're like, I don't know who that is. And, you know.
It's kind of like, to me, the best experience I still had was with the week I did with Jim Brewer. Like, the first night I worked with him, I was like,
Oh, well, people know who Jim Brewer is.
Yeah, he was on Saturday Night Live and everything.
So you opened for him when he was in town?
Yeah, I did like 6 or 7 shows with him. Awesome. And like Thursday night, I was like, oh my God,
you
that's
seem
Jim
like
Brewer.
A Brewer kind of guy. That
yeah.
Perfect guy to
that was a
for
good
Brewer.
Mix, yeah.
But then by like Friday, second shift, we're just back there talking, and it's just like talking with you guys.
Right,
you know, it was like, no, it wasn't a big deal anymore. Like, once.
I remember being starstruck by Beth Donahue.
I was too when I first met her.
When I first met her. And
I was like, oh my God, that's Beth Donahue.
And there's sometimes I'll meet people.
Damn, Donahue.
But it's weird to think that way now.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like hanging out with like, if you hang out with like when Daniel Tosh was in town and stuff, and they're like, hey, I met Daniel, they know who you're talking about.
Right.
But then there'll be people who, you know, not that there's anything wrong with Daniel Tosh, but like, I was much more excited to meet Patton Oswalt.
Yeah.
And people just don't.
Yeah.
Nowadays they do, but at the time people are like, who's that? You know?
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, just that type of stuff.
And it's also, it's weird on another level for me too, because like, I went and saw Jeff Garlin was here. I'm a big Jeff Garlin fan.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jesse Case actually emceed for him, but like, I saw him for a second in the back and I was just like, hey, right. What's up, man? He's like, oh, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Just like, all right, just 2 seconds.
Right.
But then I'll tell my buddy about it who lives in L.A. and is a comic. He's like, oh, yeah, I know Jeff Garlin. He was actually helping me try and get my TV show on Comedy Central. And he, like, hangs out with him.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, cool. That's weird. Like,
it's
like
an everyday experience for
the
guys. Is that, Lee, is that how you feel when you get to hang out with Mark and I?
It's probably pretty
not
awesome
anymore.
For you.
I've been talking to you guys for so long. This is the second part.
Yeah. This is part two.
Me and Lee broke the barrier. Last week we actually had lunch together, so we kind of broke the the barrier of, you know.
I've had lunch with Lee.
Yeah,
not on purpose though.
The Greek place.
Yeah, we went to Athens.
Okay.
Oh, actually, I went to see the. Well, we didn't get to talk because we're in the movie, but the It's a Wonderful Life So I appreciated you inviting me because I'm a fan of that movie. Yeah. I can see it in the theater. Yeah. And it's kind of sweet. You were with your daughter and your ex-wife.
My ex, mama. Yeah.
Not my wife.
My baby's mama.
No,
we were never married.
So that added a Christmas sort of like, oh, these things is great.
Yeah. No, that was a good time. I try to do that every year. Hannah had a parent-teacher conference I had to go to.
Bad news, huh?
The other night. That's why I couldn't do something. Something was going on. Oh, the Journey concert.
Journey was here?
Yeah. Journey with Night Ranger.
A coworker looked in for tickets on that. I guess he's got a buddy that's like the ticket guy, kind of like Forrest Whitaker. Or not Mark, the
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Whitaker.
Anyways. No. Forrest Whitaker was the guy getting tickets. He was the football player.
Varsity Blues.
Fast Times Richmond High.
Took way too long.
The fucking guy.
Mark fed me some Woodford Reserve. I can't remember.
The guy who fucked the girl and he came in.
Oh, the one guy.
He's the ticket guy, right?
His name, I know.
It was like $120 for Journey tickets, so it was my money. It was like crazy.
I would have paid it. Well, no, maybe not. If they got Perry back.
Well, it would have been
Perry Red.
Journey and Night Ranger.
Perry Red.
You would have got to
they
hear.
Got the, Motor they,
I think they do a 15-minute version of it.
They got the chink guy.
So yeah, no, that guy's out, right?
No, they got the chink now.
I thought he was out.
He's supposed to be the best one.
You guys gonna do the Hong Kong singing thing? Because I mentioned somebody.
Nah, we're over it.
What are you talking about?
We do it when you're least expecting it.
I don't even know the thing.
We're unpredictable. We're like an episode of the Jeffersons.
I feel like Mark when you talk about the Swamp Thing. You guys do that. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Well,
I don't know what it is either. It's been explained to me.
He doesn't want to learn. It's like when he talks to me about Jesus. I'm not
exactly
going to go along with it. It's just a waste of time.
You accept Jesus, I'll accept Swamp Thing as invincible.
He's as invincible as Jesus.
Who would win, Jesus or
Swamp Thing?
Swamp
Thing versus Jesus.
Swamp
is that what's on, is that what's on your Swamp?
No,
Swamp
I can't. No,
we don't. We were gonna do Superman versus Jesus, and I nixed it.
I'm
good with
Superman
a few religious jokes, but if we're gonna do 30 minutes on it,
you don't want to live there. Yeah, you don't want to live there. He doesn't want to do that, and I respect that. At first, you know, actually, over the course of this podcast, I've gotten to know Mark much better. Because we do talk about real shit, and I get to see insights. And
we go to Logan sometimes.
We go to Logan's.
It's not funny anymore. The religious joke thing has been like 10 years old, probably, as far as people like it being shocking that they're talking about religion.
Oh, no.
Well,
it's
if you do it,
even as an atheist, some of it is just like, whatever.
If you just talk about rape or, like, you know.
Christians believe in crazy shit, talking snake. I mean, right. I've heard that before, and I kind of agree, but whatever.
Yeah. Went to Hannah's, my daughter's parent teacher, meet the parent teacher's thing and stuff like that. And I suck at that so bad. And I'm glad Jill was sick and she almost didn't go. So it was going to be just me.
I would have went with you.
At this thing. That would have been great because it's an FRA. It's a Christian academy. Although Hannah doesn't, you know.
Hey, let her make her own decisions.
Right. She's not.
But maybe we could save her if we can't save you.
Maybe. I never got her baptized. So
that doesn't matter.
Oh, it doesn't. Well. Anyway,
don't ask a Baptist.
She's at Baptist. Least at this point in her life, not a believer, and I don't really try to push. But
I'll pour some.
That's not even the point. We did go, and they did have like the group prayer and all that stuff. And I don't know. It's just these people. It's not even these people as them, as in them specifically. Any kind of thing like a Girl Scout meeting or something. I just hate chit chat with parents.
Yeah,
because I don't know you. I don't fucking want to talk to you about your name.
Only
shit.
Reason I don't have kids. I want a kid so bad, but
oh man,
do
you know what?
Because of PTA meetings, you did not.
Yeah,
have
because you're just surrounded by people who you just, and especially because Jill and I had Hannah when we were in our teens. We were very young.
Yeah, well, I was talking to like somebody. Like, how old's Brad? It's like a 36 or something.
35.
35.
And Hannah's 15, so I was 20, and Jill was 18. And
that's young.
Yeah, and so there's this big age difference. A lot of people wait till like the right time to have kids.
Yeah.
So like there's like this 10-year age, you know, gap between us and all the other parents anyway, which isn't as big a deal now, but especially like in look when we were taking Lamaze and all this shit. And like
who's this kid?
Yeah, and it was weird having friends who were older than you but are less experienced parents than you are coming to you like, what do I do when this happens? Yeah. And it's like, God, you're fucking twice as old as me and you're asking me how to do shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, the thing was, I can't fucking have these guys. I hate it so much. And I'm so shitty, especially as the night goes on, I'm so shitty at like feigning interest.
Yeah, I know you are.
That I have to just fucking I walk away from people like while they're talking to me. And anyway, I pretend like I'm texting. I'm pretending like shit's happening. I have to go to the bathroom. Anyway.
Yeah, I hate meetings like that.
No, I hate it.
I hate anything organized.
Have you met like one parent that's really broke that barrier? Like, oh, this parent is fucking cool.
You know, no. I mean, maybe I'm going into it with a shitty attitude, but like
you don't want to have friends.
I do. I just.
What?
There's some parents that like over time I can tolerate, but for the most part, I don't know why it is. It's just something that, and I wonder if it is just ingrained in me. But like whenever we're doing trick or treating, she didn't really trick or treating, but you get on the porch and you have to have some conversation with when you run into another kid.
Oh, hey, Bob. Hey, Bob. Because
the kids are talking, and the whole time I'm just like, oh God, I hope she wraps up her conversation soon. And you can't because you're taking time away from the kids having fun because you want to just not talk to this fucking grown up.
Stop
who probably
that.
Is
they probably hate you.
They
as
probably
much as you
hate
them.
Me because they probably more because not only did they hate me, they hate that I'm not even trying. You know, they probably don't want to have the conversation either, but at least they're fucking putting the effort into it.
Well, here's the thing. Hannah seems like a well-adjusted teenage girl. Does she have, like, friends that she hangs out with?
She has tons of friends, yeah.
Like, do you interact with the friends' parents to find out, like, do you guys...
You know,
or is that Jill's job?
Sometimes. The funny thing is like...
Please, we need something funny on this podcast.
The thing is like, I get along better with, like, the kids than, like, with the grown-ups.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I'm always, like... Somebody,
you have a storage unit full of toys.
Right, yeah. So, it's like, in a way, I identify more... Like, I'll make fun of the parents and shit and, like, you know, have more fun with, like, the children than I do with the fucking grown-ups.
Well, and I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast, but my boss is 10 years older than me.
Yeah.
So, I'm not that far a difference, you know. We're
right.
But he has a kid in high school... And he's telling me what the kid in high school is doing, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's fine. I can relate more to the kid than I can to my boss, who I'm closer to in age.
Yeah.
So I know what you're talking about.
I feel like I matured to about 16 and just plateaued there mentally.
Yeah, maybe like I did 22.
Yeah.
Non-frat 22, non-fraternity.
I still think the way I think. My teenage version of myself.
Yeah, that's why we have.
Mark, you and I were talking about gender, sort of staying.
Let's keep it real. It was lunch. Let's not. What baby steps, Lee?
Whoa!
Why are we so childlike and innocent? It was because we don't have children. There's something that changed.
Brad did have kids. And he's very immature.
Well, but I
was talking about it with you. That's what I was talking about it with. Could
I?
You mentioned talking about
coyote.
It with someone
was that the coyote session?
Shit. There is no coyote. I repeat, there is no coyote section. Ignore the man behind the
coyote
forum.
Coyote section is a myth propagated by anti-Italian Americans.
Yes.
God damn it, Lee.
Did I do this? Did I
do everything?
Whatever this is?
What you're saying is you're...
I did this.
I'm childish.
Socially inept.
I don't even know about that. I just... Yeah, probably.
The only thing, the only people you can talk to are young single females.
No, I can talk to
10 years younger than him.
Yeah,
I can talk to young
medium age
men, and I can talk to
I like the way you said that.
I can talk to pretty much everybody, but like, there's just
is there a disconnect?
Sort of. There's okay. Well, I guess there's a thing where like I'm faking it. With because the thing is like I still watch cartoons and I still am like into I'll get on Fail Blog and Meme Base and the shit that the
Fail Blog
that the kids
I don't
are
even
like
know what you're talking
that
about.
Sounds cool
like LOL cats and stuff.
Oh yeah,
it's
like
just
that.
Like a big collection of like when people take a picture of a and they frame it.
I had that on my and they write fail on it. Oh, I love those things.
And it's just like
I had that on my phone. I need to get
back
that.
Thousands
used to be
of them.
Owned. What was the owned phenomenon?
Pwned. Yeah.
Pwned and
there's like
boned
a there's like a
I'm a fail guy.
A meme base where it's like people will take like a picture of. Are you kidding? You know what this stuff?
Yeah,
is, right?
I do.
Anyway, that's the stuff the kids do. So like, I'll get the jokes that, like you know, and I watch Adventure Time and regular show. Ooh, Paul F. Tompkins is on it and DuckTales. And I never stopped. There's like never time since cartoons were something that like I just didn't care about cartoons.
I really liked my own idea about the webcam in Scrooge's money vat.
I saw a painting.
I was trying not to bring that up again.
It was like there was something I saw. It was like a painting of
the Scrooge
it
duck.
It was a duck
with a gold with gold.
It was a,
gold
it,
coins.
It was like, but it was realistic though. It was like picture a real duck with like a hat on and a monocle,
oh, okay,
swimming in like it's something. It's not as funny to describe it, but it's like it's like a painting of like.
I wish we didn't.
If
have
you
words.
Really had a duck swimming in gold, it was like I don't know.
Was it really gold though?
Yeah, it was like gold coins.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Instead of like a cartoon, it was a real one.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Anyway, whatever.
Because I was the one who said gold, right?
You may have said gold. I was just focusing on a...
That's a real thing, or am I imagining that? Is that real?
It is. There's a picture.
Okay, I swear I've seen that.
It's probably on MemeBase or Failblog or something.
You guys want to hear a segue?
Yeah.
How's Gary doing?
Gary Fletcher is sick. Oh.
Gary Fletcher. Ah!
God damn it.
Here's a misnomer. The show Happy Birthday Gary isn't named after anybody named Gary.
It is not named after Gary Fletcher.
Or any Gary.
No, didn't Gary, the country Gary, he had a thing. And.
But Lee. That's not, it's not named after him.
On the forum and Happy Birthday.
I know he doesn't like that Lee. We have a podcast called Happy Birthday Gary.
He doesn't like it?
I don't know. Somebody told me he didn't like the fact that we called our podcast Happy Birthday.
We have made
it's not really about him. It's about the phrase Happy Birthday.
No, we're not going to talk about this. What the fuck? That was
well.
The
anyway, our podcast is called Fun
First
Potatoes.
The Coyote, and now this. I'm fucking
man.
Up everything.
Yeah, you really screwed
dude,
up,
dude. What are you doing?
But for the record, our podcast is not named after anybody named Gary.
For the record, we will like never that? We will like never that? Explain what that means.
But we will
right?
say it's
you
not named after
fucking Meta,
and you know
sideways
that
sideways eight infinity.
We invented Meta.
Why did you want Lee to be?
I didn't want him.
Why did we let him win the show, the contest?
Sean's on a friend date. He's on a
play
date.
Sean blew it.
We could have him here doing all this.
Well, I watched
David Lynch.
A movie. And
date, David Lynch.
Hello and hi.
Actually,
that's pretty good.
I like Sean better than I like you.
We do too.
Yeah, we do too.
I love you, Sean.
I tell you what,
Sean's
let's change the subject.
Funny.
Yeah,
these guys are there.
Yeah, put your rubber bands back in.
I want to get my teeth scraped. Guys, do you guys want to do which is better?
Yes,
will that
we
make
need
everybody
to.
Happy? All right,
all right,
all right.
We're at 8:08.
All right.
Which is better?
Yeah.
We did what?
Oh.
We didn't hear the song.
Which is better? The Princess Bride versus The Neverending Story.
Good news.
Have you seen one of these movies?
I've seen one. And.
Yeah.
You're kidding. You've seen both these movies.
I've seen one of them. Sadly, it was recently.
That wouldn't be sad in either case. They're both great movies.
Here's the thing. I started Princess Bride many times over the last 20 years, and I just never got into it.
What?
And I made myself watch it.
It's great.
And it's stupid.
Wrong.
My name is Amigo Montoya. You killed my father.
Oh, my God.
I didn't like it.
All right.
You think that I think that the poison, that's
I didn't
great,
like it.
Mark.
Mark.
I'm great.
If you watch it as an adult, then maybe you have that. No, I think maybe even as an adult, you could respect that movie.
It's fantastic. See, and so is The Neverending Story. You never saw The Neverending Story?
Dude.
I can't commit to anything that's that long.
That movie is deep.
That was a long time ago,
like
but you
saw
it.
Existential nothingness that can crush your fucking soul.
Well, I've never seen
good.
It. I just assume it's better than Princess Bride.
Well, Lee, have you seen both of these movies?
Can I say something, though? I am a huge Mandy Patinkin fan of his music career.
Okay.
Who's that?
I thought you guys liked this Princess Bride movie.
The
He's a swashbuckler.
The lady? The
princess? No, it's a dude.
A dude named Mandy?
Indigo Montoya.
Yeah.
A Spaniard.
Mandy Patinkin.
All right. I didn't know that, but okay.
He was on the
You brought up a
Criminal
geek
Minds.
Fact. Usually you and Sean are the geek fact guys. This
Criminal
guy.
Minds. That's
was
Mandy
he
Patinkin.
In other movies? I don't know.
He's his music is incredibly horrible, but you can't stop listening to it.
Really?
Oh yeah, he sings. He does like just kind of like I can't even think of any of the songs he sings, but I love him when I hear him.
Well, all right.
He just does
So I'm
classics.
Guessing you're
he does classics.
Say, are you voting Neverending Story?
Well,
is that your
depends
gut?
The question because I'm a big
are you already voting? We haven't
Well,
gut feeling.
Gut feeling. Princess Bride, because I didn't care for the movie, I'm a huge Mandy Patinkin fan, and I am a huge professional wrestling fan from old school. I don't watch it now.
Okay.
But didn't
Lee,
like the movie.
What do you think? Neverending Story or Princess Bride?
Ooh.
Just don't think about it.
I have memories of I think it was my mom that took me to see The Neverending Story in the theaters.
I remember seeing it in the theaters,
and I saw
too.
I saw
child abuse.
Yeah, so
you know what? That was so long ago. That was like 84. Was it 84?
So I must
have
been
I didn't write it down.
So
but
yeah, I was like a teenager.
I was a little boy.
I saw I think E.T. that year. No, E.T. was 82. I was like fucking 4 years old.
Yeah.
I do remember going to see E.T., and I remember going to see Neverending Story, and because it was a rare thing. We rarely went to the movies. When
I
went
to the movie. Right on video, but I saw Neverending Story at the theater.
I talked about this on here. I think the first movie I ever went to with a girl was E.T.
Oh, wow.
I was in seventh grade.
That's pretty sweet.
It had been out in the theaters for a year. I'd already seen it like three times.
I'm going to say my gut feeling is going to be The Princess Bride, but we are going to find out now. Better narrator. Bastion or Grandpa?
Oh, Grandpa stunk.
Peter Falk? You're a dickhead.
I'm kidding. I knew how much you liked him. Grandpa was great, but Fred Savage was horrible.
Really?
I love Fred Savage.
He's
cute.
He's just going to make
I'm just trying to pee in your Cheerios.
He's just Chicago shit Bears shirt. Fuck, go Bears. I'm a big Bears
fan. Oh, man. Well, Lee, what do you think? Because the one...
I don't know the other movie.
In the Neverending Story...
Yeah, set it up for me.
Never Ending Story. This little boy, he's an outsider. You know, like people don't like him. He gets bullied.
Little young Brad.
He's evading some bullies. Vegan. On his way to school. He goes into a bookstore, and he basically shoplifts. He leaves a note, but he still stole a magic book.
Isn't he riding some kind of moth or something?
Had a symbol on
hang
front
on.
Of it.
We'll get
intertwining
to that.
Intertwining snakes.
Yeah, the intertwining snakes. It's a never ending story. He takes it to school. He's missing class, so he sneaks up to the attic of the school and he starts
scary
reading.
Scary fucking school attic they had, too.
Creepy.
Like, what kind of school attic is
insane.
That?
Insane.
Flowers.
What
school
has
attic?
An attic? So he goes up to the school attic.
I know lots of attics
where they
when
keep their school Christmas tree and their grandma's school clothes. Anyway. He goes up to the attic, and he brings out a mat, and he sits down, and he starts reading this book. So he's narrating it. Well, there's a narrator in that one.
But, I don't like that guy. I think he's
but
stupid.
But I'm saying, of the story readers, of the storytellers, who do you like better, Grandpa or Bastion?
Was Grandpa Al Lewis?
You mother.
Do you know who Al Lewis is?
Who was he, Lee? Is he some guitar player?
Al Lewis. That's who should have played the Grandpa.
Is he a football player?
Is Grandpa on the Munsters.
Oh, you've mentioned Al Lewis before, and I blew it.
Nonstop mention Al Lewis.
In the vampire versus zombie one, you
that's
mentioned
what I
it.
I did. He's my favorite vampire.
He's a pretty good vampire.
I like my vampire to know summer stock.
I'm going to say Grandpa.
Well, we know. You're a Peter Falk fan.
Do
your Peter Falk for us.
Mark.
That's your Telly Savalas.
That's your Telly Savalas. Your Telly Savalas is my Peter Falk. My whole bit was about how I didn't do a good Peter Falk impression.
I think I've heard you do a good Peter Falk before, though.
Excuse me, ma'am. There's just one more thing.
Actually get into the character.
I gotta cross my eyes when I do it. I saw people.
You don't smoke cigarettes, do you?
What?
Guilty.
It's just one more thing that was bothering me.
Just one thing didn't add up.
Which movie was more 80s-rific? They're both pretty 80s-rifics.
They both stunk.
Fred Savage's Room was simply snapshot of... he's playing...
he could have been Ferris Bueller's little brother in that movie.
He's playing Nintendo. NES, I think. On the playing baseball on Nintendo. He's got like a fucking... In the background, there's some... He-Man, She-Ra action figures, and
hey, what dates the movie is the fact that you see him in real time. They're both shit. Never mind. Fuck.
Was that before he did Wonder Years?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. He was real young in Princess Bride.
He was a little kid in Princess Bride.
He was like 13 in Wonder Years.
When Wonder Years began,
Wonder Years was 88. A year later. So whenever they shot the movie, it was probably 86. 86.
I think
it
was
86.
Well, he was very young when Young Rich came out. Anyway, he's in the bed. You can't really tell. He's just sitting in the bed the whole time.
You can see his erection, though.
Can you see his boner? Look, how old was that boner?
Is that your favorite part of the movie, Mark?
That's why I picked Princess Bride.
I don't know, but everything in the Neverending Story, I mean, you know, in the real world, not when he's in Fantasia
there
or whatever.
There are probably more special effects in the Neverending Story that are kind of dated. That makes it
well, that's true. Okay.
80s.
I guess the whole... I think Neverending Story cuts back more. There's more real world in the current real world in the Neverending Story.
Can I ask a quick question?
Sure, go ahead.
Are we really doing this?
We're doing it.
Okay. Just checking.
We're doing it.
Oh, sure.
You're going to like this one.
Okay, good.
Better Giant, Fezzik,
oh, easy.
Or the Rock Biter?
I don't know the rock.
The
biter.
Rock biter is a giant made of stone who ate rocks and boulders.
I like
stuff.
Andre the Giant.
On the other hand, you have another one, a peanut.
I like Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant, of course, not even a question. Lee,
it's not even close. Don't lie.
But I got a question.
Okay.
Could with Hulk Hogan fare as well as he did against Andre the Giant against the Rock
biter? Oh, that's a good twist on it. I
Hulk
think
Hogan
so.
Or Thunderlips?
Callback to Rocky III. Last episode.
There you go.
I finished not too long ago the Hulk Hogan autobiography. Well, yeah, Fezzik won.
How many times did he do the word brother in the book?
Yes, it was like a
punctuation. Let me tell you, brother. 1978 Tampa.
Better theme song. Our love is like a storybook story. Or... the never ending story.
Oh, not that one.
I didn't
is that Michael
right.
Jackson?
Let me
better.
Try again.
Wait, who like, sang
never
that?
How did it go?
You do sound like Michael Jackson.
No, I remember that song. I don't like it. He's riding some kind of moth at the end, right? Or?
It's a luck dragon. It's Falcor. It's like a dog.
I don't like that movie.
It's got skills. Stupid. All right. Better way to skip school, home in bed or in the school attic? I wouldn't want to be in the school attic. What the fuck? You may as well go to
attic.
School.
I don't want to be home in bed.
They'll never find you in the school attic. You skip school and you're at school. It's brilliant.
You didn't say most genius.
No,
you
I know.
Better.
Which is better. Home in bed.
You got Peter Falk telling you a fucking story.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's your
scary.
Own grandfather.
The,
you don't
the
really
storm doesn't
like
the
your own
grandfather. I'd love for my grandpa to come and
nobody likes their own grandfather.
I loved my grandfather.
When you were a little kid, you love your fucking
I
grandfather.
I love both my grandfather. Thanks. You didn't have a grandfather?
I still love my grandfather.
I had one, but I didn't know him. Thanks for rubbing it in my face.
I thought you did, and he died on his bed.
Yeah, but
uncle.
I didn't know him. No,
oh, you didn't know him? He never read your story?
No.
My grandfather, my putt-putt, he used to, that was my mom's father, he used to read me Dr. Seuss's, oh man, I get choked up thinking about that
dude,
shit.
I don't know, tear up.
I'm not going to do it.
My dad had to read me Dr. Seuss.
If I had $1 million and someone says, you give that $1 million and... you can be a kid again, sitting on your grandfather's lap, and he'll read you one story. I would say, take that $1 million and spend it however you want. Cause that.
All right, I'll take it.
Yeah. All right. Make it happen. You can't.
Can we split the
He's dead
dollars.
And I'm grown up.
Yeah, I'll split it with you.
Life is a highway. All right.
Do you really ride a highway? I want to ride it. It's not a ride. It's a road.
You ride it in a car.
Oh, look, I'm on the highway. I'm going to ride it. No, the highway doesn't move.
I want to drive
Better theme song
it.
Was Dip Princess it. Bride. All right. Better Way to Skip School, Home in Bed, Princess Bride, which was a cooler book, judging by its cover.
You can't.
I don't remember what the cover
it's
of.
It's just a regular book. Regular looking book. Yeah. Tattered.
Torn.
I think it had some gold.
I mean, you
but it's
even,
very rare
you
lettering.
Very rare. You could take the medallion from the Neverending Story book and put it around your fucking neck.
Yeah.
It's badass.
You know there's somebody with a tattoo
was a
of it.
Cooler book.
You know there's a guy with a tattoo of
you
it.
You know there's
probably on his back.
I could Google Neverending Story tattoo and
we and flip.
Do it right now. Guaranteed.
Don't do it.
You guys,
right now.
Oh, keep talking.
Get
about
it on Fail Blog.
Don't do it.
You're on Fail Blog.
You're going to do it. All right. Well, okay. I'm going to say cooler book was Neverending Story. Mark's so drunk. Look at him. Look at him! Look at him! Computer.
I'm not either. I feel good though.
He's riding the highway.
Mark was like, "Were you kidding?" When you're like, "Woodford Reserve, is that good enough?" Like,
oh yeah, I was kidding.
What happened? What?
No, I had a little bit of Woodford Reserve left. I was like, "Is this okay for you?"
Big guns for it's
is that some fancy booze?
It's good. Good.
Is that like in Lost the stuff that he drank in
I've
front of Charlie?
Never watched.
Not
Lost.
Charlie. Desmond.
Desmond.
Yeah.
The only
Penny's father, Mister. Wow, what the fuck was
I
name?
Never watched Lost.
You never watched Lost? Did you watch Lost?
I watched.
You know what I'm talking about? What the fuck was his name?
I watched Lost in Space.
Was it one of those crazy questions they never answered?
No, it's just there was some booze they drank. It was a big deal when everyone. I see how are you going to Google this? This is you're ruining the podcast.
Yep.
There you go.
Never any story tattoo. There's the medallion.
Yeah.
On the dude's back, just like I said.
Yeah.
No, that's his arm.
That's his arm, but there's another one on the back.
There's his back.
I still wanted it to be.
I told you so. Oh. This
Whoa,
oh,
those are boobs.
She got Jeez.
That's not never packed.
She got Pac-Man.
Today show.
Oh,
she got Pac-Man, and
that's hilarious. She's got Pac-Man all over her body. That's funny.
Guys, if you're listening to this, Google Neverending Story.
What
tattoo.
Is that?
Why would that be under Neverending Story?
I got to clear my history.
I think the ghosts are coming out of her.
Gross images.
Her but why does she have Nintendo down there? That doesn't even make sense.
Maybe she's got all kinds of. That's stupid.
Her tattoos are metal. Power pellets. You don't get them.
We should do a podcast.
A podcast.
We should do a podcast
about great tattoos. Oh, you deleted your history. All right. Okay. Back to
my
this.
Wife going. Why were you looking at a naked
because
woman with
Brad
Pac-Man
was
on
talking
her?
About.
I didn't mean
tales.
To look at it.
All right. Yeah, better book. I would say that's Neverending Story. Got to give him something. Better kid, the grandson, known as Fred Savage or
bad.
Bastion.
No, he
was annoying. I didn't like him.
The grandson?
No, I liked Fred Savage.
He was
I liked the grandson.
His name is Bastion. He's a faggot.
He was a little queer.
Then why unicorns. Are we talking about this?
I was drawing unicorns. Well, because they're two great movies that we need to discuss.
Right.
Do you think there's homosexual undertones in that movie?
Overtones, dude. That's why I never watched it. I ain't trying to get turned
they're
out.
All over the place. Better hero, Wesley or Atreyu? I'd say Wesley is the hero of Princess Bride.
Next question.
And Atreyu is it?
Man, I don't know. I like Wesley a lot. I like the actor.
I like Wesley Snipes.
Atreyu was also kind of a faggot
Atreyu,
kid.
Atreyu, though, yeah, he was, but I remember as a little kid, like, this Atreyu guy is fucking badass. So I'm gonna
I
go
remember thinking he's badass because Atreyu was a little kid who I thought was, like, could have passed for a girl, as far as I was concerned. But, like,
yeah, you're into
pass
that,
on
you?
That because he was so fucking badass.
You're into that.
All right, better princess. The childlike princess who had no name. Or Princess Buttercup.
Buttercup, baby. My little buttercup has
the sweetest
cutest
smile.
You smile?
I just break out in song. You got
why not?
Say little buttercup.
Talent. The talent in this room.
Would you stay
minus
a
me
while.
Is incredible.
You and I will settle down in a cottage built for two. Oh. Dear little buttercup, sweet little buttercup, my little buttercup, I love you. Because I'm turning Japanese, I really think so.
How you doing, ladies? I think so. I know the listeners at home have chills down their spine. Like, but just think about actually being here, though. Like,
yeah.
I know your hairs on your arms are standing up right now.
It's
but I'm brutal. Here. I'm here.
It's beautiful.
And I'm just a fan.
He's got a boner.
Got me off
just
the street.
Watched just magic happen.
Well, I used to sing that to Hannah when she was a baby. My little
I know you
buttercup.
Did. I could tell. Yeah. You're
can
guy.
I tell you, my brother used to have a dream that he made out with the every what's the
Atreyu?
The princess's name? No, not Atreyu.
And okay,
the
well, that
young
was the
princess,
thing.
The always young, the childlike empress.
Yeah, the childlike empress. Who I guess isn't technically a princess, but the thing is, and I looked this up in the movie Neverending Story.
Google or IMDb?
IMDb'd and Googled. In the Neverending Story, the whole point at the end was that they needed to give the princess a name before the nothing destroyed the entire world.
Kind of like Mrs. Ari.
He yelled her name.
And he opens a window and yells out a name. No one knows what the fuck he yells. And I never knew because he's like, and it's like Rick Storm, and you can't hear what he says. And if you go and watch the clip, you can't understand what he says. Some people say they think he says Sarah because he gives her
like
his mother's name.
Or something because his mother
right.
died.
He's like, I have the perfect name. But then, like, you can't hear what he's saying. And it's like such an important part of the movie, and no one in the internet knows.
You
what
can tell
the fuck
in his eyes
is.
He wanted to fuck her, too.
That's he's, I don't know what he did. Well,
he wanted to fuck the empress.
Somebody said moon child or something, but I don't know what
the
fuck.
Salil Moonfry.
Yeah. Anyway,
is there some 80s? Like, is it some theorized? Is it some satanic shit or something? Or is it like sinister?
I don't know. Probably. Well, yeah, it's probably something like Obama or something. He just didn't know.
Palin.
I don't know. I don't think either one of them are worth a shit. Princesses. The one princess at least can kind of grant wishes. So I guess the child like empress.
Yeah, Buttercup was hot.
Buttercup, I'd fuck. Yeah, she's pretty hot. But she was like not even a... The thing about that love, I think for a great love story, you need to care and love about... You need to care for and have some feeling for both characters. Like, you're way more rooting for Wesley.
Yeah.
Buttercup's sort of incidental.
It's like, eh.
Sort of like, you know...
Kind of like Pirates of the Caribbean. Caribbean.
Right.
Ben.
All you care about is...
Big Ben.
Is,
Orlando.
Right. Orlando Pisanya.
Guys, do me a favor. If you're hungry, avoid Blue Fig. It's sure, it's out of the way and inconvenient to get to. Prices suck. Service is horrible. And they love free advertising. Right. They love, we get 10,000 hits a week.
You're
on
still
this.
Talking about them, too. You're still giving them.
Well, yeah. We're telling them not to go there.
Yeah.
We're being serious, too. Don't
bad
go
advertisements,
there.
Good advertisements.
Go anywhere but go to Red Fig. We don't care. Green Fig.
Better creatures. And now in The Princess Bride, you got the shrieking eels and the RUSs. But never ending story. You had the bats, the giant bats, the snails, the speed snails. You had the fucking rock biters, the luck dragon. Yeah. All the creatures that were in the temple and
on
stuff.
The surface, never saw it. Seems like never ending story, but do you count Billy Crystal and wife as a creature in that movie?
Okay, well,
it seems like they were kind of creatures.
I actually have a question regarding those. So let's not.
Hopefully,
talk about
it's the last question we get into it.
Again, I missed that. What are you saying?
I said, hopefully, it's the last question and we're getting to it.
All right,
bigger
all
dick,
right. Better effects.
Okay, I can honestly answer this.
Yeah.
I saw the piece of the Neverending Story where he's flying on this moth.
There's no moth.
I said, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. I said, I'd rather watch Xanadu than watch this.
And Xanadu. With Spanglish.
It was on back-to-back last night on Ovation.
It's so shitty. All right. Okay. Here's one for you, Lee. Fuck it. The effects of the Princess Bride were shitty. The RUSs are obviously midgets crawling on all fours. And there's a scene whenever they're doing the swashbuckle, the sword fighting, and he like does a flip and he lands on the dirt.
Yeah.
Like you see the, you see like a mat.
Yeah. And cartons under it moving. I actually, you know what I did? I actually LOL'd when I saw that. I said LOL.
That was
you
pretty
guys have
good.
A keen eye. I never noticed that.
Go back really and watch the scene match. where they're fighting at the Cliffs of Insanity. Oh, which I've been at in real life, guys. I went to
I
Ireland.
Saw a picture of you.
I went to the Cliffs of Moher. That's where it was Insanity. And that's where they filmed that and several Harry Potter things.
Brad and I are really good at finding things. Listen to a couple podcasts ago. I talk about all the things I found
in Frasier.
In Frasier, all the mistakes in Frasier.
Yeah, yeah. That podcast.
I think it's coming up next.
It should. By the time you hear this, it would have been.
You've heard it. You've heard three.
Yeah. Both. Oh wow. The effects are so goofy in all of them. All right. Better old magic man and his wife, the Watcher of the Southern Oracle, and his crazy wife, or Miracle Max and his crazy wife.
Yeah.
They're both pretty much the same kind of thing. Kind of wacky.
It's a wash.
Is it just breaking?
I go with the three witches on Clash of the Titans.
Okay, Billy Crystal, though.
Billy Crystal's funny.
On the other hand.
He's a legend.
Yeah.
Tie.
All right, what's a better weird piece of equipment? The thing that sucks your life out of you or the fucking weird telescope that the Watcher made? Never mind, fuck that question, never mind. Okay, which is a sadder temporary death? Wesley in the Pit of Despair. Or Artex in the Swamp of Sadness.
I don't like the word Artex.
Artex was
sounds
a
like
trader's
halfway,
horse.
Sounds like you're on border town between Oklahoma and Texas and Arkansas.
Texarkana.
Remind me who Artex was.
Artex was a trader's horse. Oh, you remember when he's leading him through the Swamp of Sadness? And if you get sad, you sink down in the swamp
you're
and
thinking
you
of your
die.
Text.
I just want to say that I don't think
that
kids,
is one of the saddest
kids
fucking moments in my childhood. Watching Artex sink into the
this is one of the saddest moments of my adult life is just talking about these movies. This is brutal.
Guys, modern kids aren't near as scared as quicksand as like we were in our generation.
Yeah, we were trained.
Quicksand was the worst thing you could fucking imagine.
We were trained.
Every movie had quicksand.
We were trained
in it.
To fear it.
I didn't even know quicksand wasn't real.
Me either.
Wait.
It's like a real.
I was scared of sandbox.
No, it is real.
It is real, but it's not like you fucking.
In every
Tarzan.
In every woods area, there's
quicksand. It's just like water, like filthy water that you can swim out of. It's like it's not like you step in it and like it pulls you down slowly.
No, I think it really does.
But the more you start struggling against the combination of mud and water, I guess.
If you swim slowly swim, like slow motion swim, you can get out of quicksand. It's not like in the movies where you're walking along all of a sudden.
That's a relief.
All of a sudden your feet are stuck in quicksand.
That's a relief.
I always thought quicksand was like this gluey,
and I think
magic,
just suck you down, and like and you went into some hole, and then they tortured you
down
there.
To the bottom of, to like demons and shit. Anyway, well, there was flash sand in the fire swamp. Remember Princess Buttercup's... Oh, fuck. It's so hard to
do things.
He knows
the name of every...
All right. Better.
I've seen both movies multiple times. I still don't.
Better bad guy.
You know why? Because you're a normal human being. you're a normal person. Don't feel bad.
Better bad guy, Prince Humperdinck, or that wolf? I don't know. I forget his name.
Or that wolf.
that wolf was at Marlo Thomas without shaving her legs for a week.
I fucking can't say the word wolf. I used to go to speech therapy when I was a kid because I couldn't. I still can't. But I couldn't say wolf.
Wolf.
Or milk.
Just that one word. That'll get him to speech therapy. You can't say wolf.
You can't say wolf.
Pull him off in the gurney.
There were a bunch.
Speech therapy.
There were a bunch. What was the fucking wolf's name? He didn't have a name. He was in the fucking, you know, the wolf.
When I was in elementary school, I felt bad because I went to like an all black school and I was the only person who didn't have to go to speech. I felt like, why don't I get to go? I want to have big headphones and listen to records and repeat things.
Yeah.
I want to break from this arithmetic.
Well, would you say that the nothing was the bad guy in the Neverending Story?
You're going to have
really
to,
isn't
I
a get, bad
you're
going
to have to give a yes or no answer so we can move on.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Better quotes. Fuck it. I'm not even going to go through all the quotes. God. Just because there's so many great quotes in it. And the Princess Bride is the worst. Better lie. Bigger lie.
Which is better?
Because a Princess Bride, she never becomes a princess. And the Neverending Story does end.
Ooh, good point. Well,
holy shit. Wait, no, does it just leave
us
off?
Is you okay? Are you okay? Is your mind fucked up from getting... I'm getting blown up.
Let me blow your mind. Wow. You just ruined Lee's. You just ruined Lee's childhood.
Did I ruin your life?
The way he ruined the coyote for us.
Oh, fucking Lee. And then he started bringing up Happy Birthday, Gary, of all fucking things. Oh, man. You went from being our number one fan to being our number two fan.
Yeah. Why don't you just go down to Ground Zero and pee in public?
Why don't you
way
take
to go.
A dump and wipe your ass with a flag.
Yeah. Way to go.
Why don't you take two... Perfectly stacked.
There's nothing
turds.
Sacred in Nashville comedy.
Oh, man. Bigger dick.
The Bride.
Princess Bride had a bigger dick. I think the Rockbiter had a bigger dick.
No.
All right.
Wasn't even real.
How much do you love these movies? Not at all?
Shh. Oh, I didn't bother to watch one of them. Princess Bride, I...
Lee, come on, man. Talk about how these movies...
Princess Bride,
movies
I was like...
Do you know, I actually read the Wikipedia of the Neverending Story, though, and the guy... I guess it was a book by a... some kind of foreign guy, German or French.
Ugh.
One of those.
Sick of these foreigners.
Countries in the country. In
Ghana.
The country
is the book
Europe.
About a kid reading a book, or is a book just the story that he reads?
You know what? I can't read.
It has to be.
I can't read.
No, it would have to be because part of the story is that the kid is.
It's a book about nothing.
Oh, because the nothing is in it.
Meta. It's this meta.
Nothing. Hey, that would be a funny spice up to have like that scene where. George and Jerry are talking about it's a story about nothing and then cut to like the Neverending Story where they're like the nothing and have like the black clouds come wiping across everything.
Google it. Somebody's done it.
I bet somebody's done it. If they haven't done it, we get credit for it.
The author was not happy with the movie though.
He wasn't?
Different.
Well,
of course he wasn't.
He can go fuck himself. Well, authors never like movies.
Yeah.
Guys, let's wrap this up for Mark's sake. Which is better?
They both lose. It's like Swamp Thing versus Superman.
Lee, I say Princess Bride.
Okay, I'll go Princess Bride.
Okay, Lee. You can either make it a
you
clean sweep.
You put me
sweep.
In a position where I have to say Neverending Story, okay? Can't
you
be
think,
unanimous.
You're such a follower.
You think the Neverending Story is better than Princess Bride?
Princess Bride's the better movie. Okay. I have fonder memories in my childhood of
Neverending Story. I wish we could get a clear answer.
I think
this
I didn't
guy.
Really get into the Neverending Story until Bride's like later. Oh, he's poised to.
I wish we could get a clear answer to this. No, I'm fine.
Mark, I love you, buddy.
I love you, buddy.
I'm glad that you let us.
This last 20 minutes was brutal.
How do you guys feel?
I really do. I really want to
feel
make
about
this
you?
Something you can do that you
are
love.
Are we doing better when we're just talking about Nashville comedy? That seems odd.
Yeah. Who wants to talk about Nashville comedy?
No, I don't want to go back to it. I'm saying were we doing better when we were doing that, though.
I think we're doing just fine.
Which
right
is
now.
Better? Not doing this, which is better?
Next one will be, it won't be any better. It'll be.
I like being an outsider and having a dumbass opinion about Nashville comedy.
It's not a dumbass
seems
opinion.
Fucking
you know
stupid.
Everything. It is stupid. Everything's stupid.
Everybody's getting it.
Everything is stupid.
You know, opinions are like...
assholes. They're full of shit.
Yeah, they're poopy.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary Dole.
Oh.
No!
Oh!
God damn it!
Stop. Why can't I stop it?
It won't stop.
It's